very hot commodity in Sonoma County right now, regardless of how many issues we have, and that is real estate. Karen Hart is here. She is the editor of North Bay Biz Magazine. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Pat.
And, of course, the October issue, including, it's a beautiful cover shot, by
Isn't
the way.
It? This is one of my all-time favorites of the year, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's the October issue. It focuses on many things, including the Francis House, which is this building in Napa County that was just transformed.
Yes, and you know what? Back in the day, kids had, they played Truth or Dare, apparently. It was considered a haunted house.
Well, sure.
So, I mean, I kind of love that.
Yeah, and now it's a boutique hotel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful place. That's on the cover of the October issue. Also inside is a story on virtual reality. Not game playing we're talking about, but we're talking about selling houses in the North Bay, and the housing market is, through all of this that we're going through, it's outrageously good, the real estate market.
That surprised me.
Yeah, it did surprise me too. Jeremy Berenger is here. He is with Home Realty. Jeremy, good to have you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So I kind of wonder, I almost want to say this in a whisper, Jeremy, why do people still want to move here, considering everything that's happening to us?
That is a great question, you know, and what I'm finding is that not only do they want to move into Sonoma County, they want to move out of Sonoma County. So we've got this mass exodus of people coming up the 101 corridor from San Francisco, Mill Valley.
Millions of them, yeah.
Would you say it's 50-50?
You know, I would say so. They're not just settling in Sonoma County. We've got people who are trying to leave Sonoma County and get into Southern Lake County and rushing into Napa County. It's people are just doing a land grab right now.
Yeah, it sounds like a chess match at the moment. But it is a hot real estate market. And, Jeremy, it has a virtual reality. Virtual tours certainly have been a part of selling real estate and buying real estate for a long time now. But I guess the pandemic has taken that a step further.
Indeed, it has. Yeah, the whole game has changed. You know, there's a lot of things that have been put in the way of realtors, obstacles that we have to jump over and hurdles. But nonetheless, the market is strong, and homes are flying off the shelves.
Flying off the shelves. Now, you can't have an open house, right?
Well, you know, personally, I service Lake County a little bit more than Sonoma County, so I don't see open houses very often.
Okay, so it's more, no. Are people coming, I mean, what's the percentage of people buying homes that call you, as opposed to you coming across them in some other way because they've seen a virtual tour online?
Honestly, almost 100%. I mean, people are reaching out to me on a daily basis just from word of mouth. You know, I don't do a lot of marketing out there. It's just the ball is rolling and it just is going downhill. You know, so it's picking up steam as it goes. I'm starting to feel it tail off a little bit now, which is to be expected.
Tis the season, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although it is interesting, this process. Of course, first of all, we started seeing, and it was maybe a couple, 3 months after the pandemic hit, people coming up from the Bay Area saying, hey, if I need to work remotely, why not work remotely from here instead of in San Francisco or in the Silicon Valley?
Big time. Big time. That's what's happening.
You know, one of the things that surprised me that came out in the article was that a lot of the buyers are millennials and Gen Xers.
Yeah, what's up with that, Jeremy? I thought all of these people were living in their parents' basements.
Me too.
I'll tell you what, I myself am a Gen Xer, and originally I'm from Roner Park. You know, that's where I started my real estate career, and it was hot. It was really hot. It led me to be able to save enough money to buy my own home. But when it came time to making that move, I kind of was in the same boat as a lot of Gen Xers and millennials, where the grass is greener on the other side, right? So I ended up falling in love with a home in a community called Hidden Valley Lake in Lake County, which is still serviceable to Sonoma County. We're almost low-income housing for Sonoma County. And since I made the move 3 years ago, it has been a steady stream of Gen Xers and millennials, working class, 30 to 40-year-old families that are just priced out of Sonoma County.
Yeah.
They can't do it. They go to get pre-approved. They're pre-approved for $350, $400K, and that barely scratches the surface in Sonoma County. Whereas you can come into this community here and buy a 3 or 4 bedroom home with a 2-car garage in a gated community.
So my
focus has been redirected from Sonoma County almost to just being a buyer's agent here in Lake County.
Wow. Well, so it sounds like people in the Bay Area are leaving their very expensive place to live in the Bay Area for Sonoma County, and Sonoma County leaving this very expensive place to live in the Bay Area for Lake County.
Yeah. And you know what? There's another aspect to that is, with the pandemic, a lot of it is population density, right? So, you're in San Francisco, you're crowded by neighbors. You're just passing people on the street all day long. Sonoma County has become the same way. Well, the population density in Lake County is tenfold less than Sonoma County currently. So, just for the solitude and the peace of mind that it brings, people are willing to make the commute over the mountain.
Jeremy, do people buy houses without ever having seen them in person?
Never. I've never seen anybody
do
that.
Just
and
curious
I would
about
advise that.
That
you don't do that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't advise it either. But so much is done remotely, including real estate purchases, apparently, that I was curious about that particular thing.
I would like to speak to this.
Okay.
When I moved here in 2000, I was living in Colorado and found a home online that I thought was gorgeous. It had not been built.
It had not been built?
Yes. We arrived, we drove to the area, and the lot was empty. It was, hadn't even begun.
Yeah, that's why you should never buy real estate over the phone or online. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And there really is a lot, no matter, we certainly can wade through a number of real estate options online, Jeremy. But there are things that we need to know about in person with our own eyes, gazing around the neighborhood and the community, right?
I agree. Totally agree.
Very good. Well, I'm happy that it continues to be a good real estate market. Of course, it is supposed to be the slow time now between now and the holidays. And who knows what the spring is going to bring? How do you prepare yourself for that?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a glass is half full kind of guy. I'm really looking forward to next year. I think that we'll see what happens with the election, but it could go either way. I think that a lot of people are ready for some positive change and some good news. And to be frank, to let 2020 rest in peace.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
Yeah, rest in peace for sure. Jeremy Berenger is from Home Realty and talking to us about the virtual reality aspect of real estate these days. Jeremy, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Good to have you. And Karen, that's not all, of course, that's in the North Bay Biz magazine for October. A lot of other great stories, including that cover story about the Francis House in Napa. What are your other favorites here?
One of my favorites is tea and feng shui.
Yes.
Feng shui.
Yes.
It's when the Republic of Tea moved to Nevada. They took an ancient practice that originated in China 5,000 years ago. And I love that we have a business office looking at their space with feng shui principles in mind.
Yeah. And we're going to talk to them, right?
Yes.
Are we going to talk to them on the air?
Next Friday.
That's good. Because I'm curious about what they're going to have to say about the KSRO studio here.
I know.
I think it might have been in better feng shui situation before all the plastic partitions, thanks to COVID-19. But that's just a personal thing.
There you go.
Yeah. And I want to mention, too, that coming up here on KSRO by the end of the month is the North Bay Biz Special, the best biz of 2020, which normally, as we know, is a big fat party.
It is.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's known as the best of the best in the North Bay.
Yes,
so
indeed. The
I hope
best
everyone
of the best.
Will tune in.
Yeah, so we've talked to a lot of the winners who were named by North Bay Biz magazine this year. Some names will be familiar to you and some will be brand new. And so we're going to put that together in a whole online congratulatory event.
It will be a party.
Yeah, looking very much looking forward to that.